This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Grantley Adams Airport seeing a significant increase in airlift for the winter period so far. Barbadians share mixed views on government's announcement to pay out more than $40 million in tax refunds. A political economist is not surprised by the IMF latest report, which says it will grant the island additional funding. The World Health Organization says a subvariant of the Omicron strain of the coronavirus is spreading rapidly, and Hamas says no more hostage releases until Israel ends war. Good afternoon, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. Officials at the Grantley Adams International Airport are seeing a significant increase in airlift into Barbados. Corporate communications specialist Charlene Brown tells Starcom Network News that new and returning airlines have added flights for the winter season.
Yeah, I can tell you that generally for the winter season, there's been an expected flight increase, and we actually are seeing that flight increase, as I said. You know, our winter season started from November the 3rd, and it ends on April the 30th. There are a number of flight increases, additional flight to the regular services from specific airlines and some new airlines as well. You have JetBlue, American, Virgin, British Airways, Combiasa, Norse, Air Canada, United, Cayman Airways, Aer Lingus. They've all added additional flights.
Ms. Brown also reported a return of passenger traffic to pre-pandemic levels.
We are also looking at an increase in passenger traffic. Passenger figures will increase to similar figures pre-COVID, at least 3,000 per day as compared to at least 900 per day during our summer period. Our busy days are generally the Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. As you recall, we recorded our busiest day for the season on the 16th of November, and that saw 18 international flights during our peak period.
Corporate communications specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown. Businesses are anticipating that sales will pick up as the Christmas season reaches its peak. Some businesses are still reporting that sales are slower than previous years, with a decline this week as people were anticipating a VAT-free day. Marketing manager of Kuiman, Charlene Mullin, says that sales have slowed down, but the company remains hopeful that they would see an uptick as Christmas approaches.
The sales are not the same as last year. We could see a slowdown where customers were anticipating the VAT-free day, which unfortunately did not happen. However, we still have had steady traffic in store as persons came in to buy everything to refresh their homes, such as paint. We've had persons purchasing tiles. We saw persons visiting our kitchen area as well as home decor. And of course, our Christmas decorations, which are always a hit every year. The last few days before the Christmas holiday are always the busiest, so we do expect to see an uptick in traffic.
Other businesses say they implemented special offers and conducted their own VAT-free day to encourage people to shop. Barbadians share mixed views about the announcement that some people will receive their income tax refund. Yesterday, government announced it will be paying out more than $40 million in tax refunds and reverse tax credits to about 45,000 Barbadians, some of whom should have had their money as early as today. However, some people are skeptical about receiving the funds.
I got mine last night just as they were announcing it. And with that second, I saw mine hit my account. So I'm very grateful.
It is by over tax money that the government giving back. And it make it sound as though that the government is giving you something. Two, it is very convenient that a couple days before Christmas, that government going to be paying out this money, because they may expect you that when they pay out this money, that you got some money to pay, the merchants will see increases in sales.
There are still people who haven't received promises from last Christmas. Let's wait and see next Christmas how many people haven't received theirs from this year's promises.
It is time that people should be getting back the money. They owe me money from 3 years ago. Some people might be getting in checks, and it's going to be after Christmas that the money can get changed because something is 7 days.
I am not one of these people who will receive any tax reverse credits. I feel it was done in place of the VAT-free day.
The voices of some Barbadians sharing their views in the lunchtime edition. Director of the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies at the University of the West Indies, Professor Don Marshall, says he is not surprised that Barbados is able to draw down on additional funding from the International Monetary Fund. Barbados is set to receive $76 million from the IMF after the executives of the institution concluded the second review of its extended fund facility and the resilience and sustainability facilities programs. In its latest report for the island, the IMF said that Barbados will receive $19 million under the extended fund facility and another $57 million under the resilience and sustainability fund. Professor Marshall tells Starcom Network News, government has been responsible in managing the economy.
I do understand and applaud the fact that we've had a few, several consecutive quarters of economic growth, resulting in a diminution in unemployment. But of course, in my training, I'm trained to add, well, unemployment is down. How much of this constitutes decent jobs, decent wages, right? So, I'm going to be asking these kinds of questions because construction-led boom is like a match that when it's struck, blows up brightly, but then unless that construction is in the direction of value added in terms of building out a factory plant, equipment, etc., you know, anything that will help push our export capacity or import replacement capacity, unless you have construction is in that direction, then I can't really treat that as anything but useful for generating some jobs and allowing some people to get a paycheck.
And that was Don Marshall's response to IMF's forecast of the island's gross domestic product, which will expand by 4.5%. The Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, has announced a new capital works program for the development of gas on the West Coast. Speaking during the Senate, she said this would be implemented under the Barbados Physical Development Plan.
We've also agreed, Mr. President, that we will be developing a new capital works program that will allow for us to overall upgrade the infrastructure for gas in a broader cross-section of areas, Mr. President, because people want to have access to natural gas and the infrastructure is old. The same thing applies to water and that project that work has already begun.
Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins. A subvariant of the Omicron strain of the coronavirus has been classified as a variant of interest by the World Health Organization because of its rapidly increasing spread. JN1 has been found in many countries around the world, including India, China, the UK, and the United States. And Hamas says that Palestinian groups have rejected the prospect of further hostage releases until Israel agrees to end the war in Gaza. The statement was released as talks in Cairo continue over reaching a new truce in the war, but Israel has repeatedly rejected a permanent ceasefire, with its national security minister saying ending the war before Hamas is defeated would constitute a failure. More than 240 Israeli hostages were captured during Hamas's October 7th attacks, with more than 100 of them released in a previous truce in November. Recapping the headlines. The Grantley Adams Airport seeing a significant increase in airlift for the winter period so far. Barbadians share mixed views on government's announcement to pay out more than $40 million in tax refunds. A political scientist is not surprised by the IMF's latest report, which says it will grant the island additional funding. The World Health Organization says a subvariant of the Omicron strain of the coronavirus is spreading rapidly, and Hamas says no more hostage releases until Israel ends war. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.